Now, if you have bought a home or are in the process of buying one, and if it's in the process, first, just God love you, then you have probably heard or paid for title insurance. That's what protects your bank lender and you if you choose to buy a policy to protect yourself if someone challenges your property title for whatever reason. We'll explain that a little bit more. But it turns out that a lot of what you pay in that line item doesn't necessarily pay for the insurance. It could go to fees that you probably can't see. This isn't surprising, considering that title insurance is drastically under-regulated in Massachusetts compared to some other states. And our second from the newsroom today, because we're giving you a box set, we take a look at this Wild West market and what it could mean for homebuyers. With us now, Beth Healy, WBUR investigative reporter and following this story, and Peter Ott, new homebuyer, and insurance actuary. Beth, welcome back.
Thank you.
Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Great to have you both. So, Beth, I'm going to start with you. Tell us what you found.
So, first, Tiziana, a title is the thing that gives you the right to own your property, and it has to be checked out before you get to buy your house. But what we found is that there's this multi-billion dollar industry, almost completely unregulated in Massachusetts, and you're paying thousands of dollars for this thing, for these, usually people are buying the two policies, and your lawyer is getting 80% of the money, but they don't have to tell you that.
So let me ask you something, Beth. So the title you have to have, the insurance is to protect you or the lender should it turn out that somebody can say, no, this house doesn't really belong to you. Is that basically what the insurance is?
That's right. And the idea is that your real estate lawyer is supposed to be helping you check all this stuff out before you buy the house. Nothing's supposed to go wrong. Actually, it's very rare after you buy your house that things do go wrong. But what happens is you have to buy the insurance for the bank. You're required to buy it for them so they don't lose their money if something were to go wrong later. And then you have an option to buy it for yourself, and the lawyer will really try to persuade you to buy it.
Okay, so tell me about these fees. How much of that? So what did a title insurance policy cost, and what did you find about where that money was going?
So it ends up costing, it depends on the cost of your house. So the more expensive your house, Massachusetts, the median is over 700 grand, as we all know. It's painful. So you're going to pay, you know, around $4,000 or more in many cases for this insurance. And what we were able to determine is that, you know, Peter can tell you more about this, but you would think, gosh, do they pay a lot of claims on this insurance since it costs so much? No, it turns out less than 3% of the money ever goes to pay for bad claims. So all that money is going to your lawyer.
So the lawyer actually gets the majority of that money.
Correct.
All right, so Peter Ott, you're an insurance professional. You're a new home buyer. So person who knows the industry and is now, you know, intrepidly trying in this Boston housing market to purchase a home. So what happens that makes you say, now, wait a minute?
Yeah, so I think it comes down to, I don't know, maybe being just an insurance nerd at heart, being an actuary. And I, as Beth had kind of talked about before, I had never seen this product in my professional career. And so when I saw it, when my partner and I were buying our first home, I said, why haven't I seen this thing? How does this thing work? As I said, how do they model the losses? How do they come up with how much this should cost? And as I went down this rabbit hole, digging around various actuarial papers and financial statements, I realized, most of my premium is actually not going to paying claims. It's going to pay my attorney.
And can you share numbers from your situation with us, or at least order of magnitude?
Yeah, so I think it was roughly a little over $4,800 was paid in total for the title insurance. So 80% of that going back to my attorney as commission.
Did you ask your attorney?
So I ended up asking afterward, and this is how I found out the numbers. But this is what I discovered, I guess, during my research, trying to figure out, where does all the premium come from, and what is it paying for?
So, Beth Healy, I'll come back to you now. And we're talking about this kind of murky world of title insurance. We are less regulated here in the Commonwealth than other places, correct?
We are. It turns out that it's pretty lightly regulated nationally. And this is one of these things that gets regulated state by state. So it's a real patchwork. But in Massachusetts, we are particularly, almost entirely unregulated. They make sure these companies are financially solvent, but they don't review rates. They don't make them public. Literally, the website of the state says, you know, read your policy because we don't review any of this.
All right. So, and I want to make sure for people who may still, I mean, this is a complicated process, right?
Yes.
In the middle of Peter, a super complicated process, which is purchasing a home.
Yep.
All right. So what we have here in the Commonwealth is the need to purchase the title insurance. You will purchase at least one policy, which is for a lender if the lender is involved. You will be encouraged to purchase a policy to cover yourself as well. The lawyer who is involved, and in Massachusetts, as I understand it, Beth, we have to have an attorney involved in the transaction.
That's right.
Represents you and the title company and brokers this transaction. Is that correct?
That's pretty much the state of things, yes.
Okay. And then, Peter, what you found was, okay, but most of the cost and the money that you pay for the title insurance, when you dug around in your own, spoke to your attorney, et cetera, turned out most of it wasn't going to the insurance. It was going to this brokering
function. That's correct.
Function. All right. And Beth, then you found out, and it turns out, there's not much paying out of title insurance claims once they're done.
Exactly. It's actually very rare that they have to pay these claims out afterwards. I will say what a lawyer will tell you, like we checked in with the Boston Bar, they say, hey, you know, we actually do a bunch of work for you in checking your title. And that could range from a few hours to, in some complicated homes, maybe a lot. But the problem is all their money is getting tucked into the insurance. Like perhaps it would be fairer to just say, hey, I did 3 hours of work for you.
Okay, so that's a key piece of this. And Beth, I had said to you before the break that actually in a transaction, my husband and I, at one point when we were prepared to buy a house, our attorney did find a problem with the title and we wound up not purchasing that house. So there is work that the attorney does. The question is it transparent, Peter? Do you know, okay, my attorney charges this much an hour, this transaction took this much work, therefore I'm paying them that, and then my insurance is this. Now, the whole thing may total $4,000, but then you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think the key piece here is that because of how it's unregulated within the state, it's basically a fixed rate based off of the value of your home. So in essence, the cost is only dependent in terms of the premium you're paying on the value of the home. But you would think that the premium you'd pay if they're trying to determine the complexities of the title would be commensurate with that complexity. So I assume there are some very complicated titles in the state of Massachusetts that would require more work. But right now, it's purely based off of the value of your home.
So not even lined up with the work itself.
Correct.
Beth, did you also try to reach out to Peter's lawyer or the title insurance company? And in general, how did you do as you were researching this in terms of getting responses from attorneys and insurance companies?
Yeah, so it's a world I had not dipped into before we met Peter. And we got very little response from, you know, Peter's attorney only would respond to us in email. She would not be interviewed. The title insurance company, there's a handful of big ones. This particular one, Old Republic, doesn't answer the phone, doesn't respond to reporters' questions. These are publicly traded companies making billions of dollars, and obviously they've been without scrutiny for so long, they don't feel that they need to respond.
So that's something that I was interested in reading your story, Beth. And Beth Healy is a WBUR investigative reporter who's been looking at the pretty unregulated world of title insurance and how it affects home buyers and homeowners here in Massachusetts. You know, I've talked with you about a number of things over the years. What worried you, right? I mean, somebody might say, okay, but in the overall scheme of things, you said medium home price in Massachusetts now above $700,000. If we're looking at $4,000 or $5,000 in the overall scheme of things, it's a small percentage of the transaction. Why are you concerned that it's so untransparent?
Well, I think anyone who's bought a home and anybody listening who hasn't yet, you'll experience this someday. You are literally sitting in that office, signing a stack of papers. You're kind of nervous. You're trying to get this deal done. And the lawyer's like, you got to buy this title insurance and you should really buy this other title insurance. And as I've said to other people, it feels like when I bring a car into the shop and they tell me I need something and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I have no idea.
How do I know?
Exactly. So what we're hoping maybe by bringing this to light is that you'll have the knowledge. You know, you could actually say to your lawyer now, okay, so you think I should get both of those. Can you just disclose for me how much you're getting paid? Then you can add up those fees to all the other fees and at least you'll feel like you're going in with information.
So Peter, as soon as Beth said car, right? I mean, and again, I've had the fortunate ability to purchase a home. I've also owned probably more cars than I should have that have had to go into the shop. I get that idea of vulnerability. So you are quite interesting in that you sit on two sides of this, right? You are in the insurance world, which often will make people agitated and angry because they're not really sure, how much am I paying? And do you really have my best interests at heart? And now you're a vulnerable home buyer too. If you could kind of wave your fountain pen and have this all work the way you feel like it should with your unique understanding of multiple industries here, how would you have liked your house transaction to go down? What kind of conversation would you have liked to have had with your attorney? What would you have liked to have known? And what do you think would be in the best interests of insurance customers?
Yeah, I think from a consumer financial literacy aspect, I think it's important, as Beth said, just to know what you're getting into. And I think if I could wave my fountain pen or magic wand and change what's happening in the state, I would have liked my conversation to be more of, hey, here's the home that you're looking to purchase, given its history, here's the complexities that we foresee or don't foresee in the title. And so, you know what, in order to represent you, it's going to cost X amount, and this covers my entire fee for representing you, for searching the title, et cetera, et cetera. But I would hope that there's this idea of transferring risk and paying for the risk that is commensurate with what you're trying to purchase in the home. And so I think that's what I would ultimately want, is just this honest conversation about the risk that you're actually trying to get help with from the lawyer, and knowing how much is that really going to cost them, and how complex is this title that you're looking to transfer.
So in listening to you, Peter, excuse me, I'm a little hoarse in this segment. Sorry about that. One thing that strikes me is, all right, so let's say that I'm making up these numbers for illustration. All right, your title is going to cost $1,000 because it's just not a risky title. Your title insurance is going to cost $50,000 because this is a really risky title. That would actually also help me be a more informed buyer in terms of, how complicated is this home? Do I feel safe that I can own it long term? Is there some chance that the lender is going to come back at me and say, we've got a problem? So actually, it would create a more informed owner, period.
Absolutely. I mean, it kind of reminded me of my home inspection process, right? It's now a conversation you can have with the seller and other parties to know exactly what you're getting into and how much it's going to cost to purchase that home.
So, Beth Healy, was there anything that particularly surprised you? I mean, you're no stranger to investigations. You do all kinds. Anything that particularly surprised you as a reporter in digging into this one?
Well, one thing was the lack of response from the insurance companies was quite something. But another thing we found out that took a bit of digging is that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in Washington, they tried to simplify mortgage forms, which we all know there's nothing simple about them, after the financial crisis, 2008, 2009. And one of the things they did was remove the line from the federal mortgage form where the title agent and lawyer used to have to disclose how much money they made.
Interesting.
So this may have been an unintended consequence, and that is one federal fix that someone could do.
And if I understand you correctly, Beth, if that federal fix, those lines were put back in the federal forms, then regardless of how well regulated it was in any given state, you'd know. Because
exactly.
It's in the, now you'd still, Peter, have to sit down and actually read your 52,000 forms
exactly.
At closing, but you might actually be able to do that.
Exactly.
And do you think that would have solved the problem for you and your partner?
I mean, I think short answer, probably not. Because I think in the state of Massachusetts, we're still kind of in this unregulated stance where no matter what lawyer I went to, I probably would have had the same experience. And so I think there's still work to be done other than the disclosure side, but I think it's a good first step.
And are you happy in your house?
Love it.
All right. Very good. Peter Ott is a new home buyer and an insurance actuary. And Beth Healy, WBUR investigative reporter, talking to us about kind of the wild and woolly world of title insurance and fees here in Massachusetts. Beth, thank you.
Thank you.
Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you.